that the show? Just stop.
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour.
Yes, my dear friends from all over the world, my name is Maarten Horst, the host of ET First Contact Radio, and kindly and with love I bring you 3 times a week the latest galactic news. Now today I have a very special and honored guest. Her name is Deanna Cooper, and Deanna Cooper is a world-renowned lecturer, healer, animal communicator, and best-selling author of many books, meditation CDs, and sets of cards, who is well known for her spiritual books about angels, archangels, ascension, unicorns, all elementals, including fairies, Atlantis, and ascended masters. She has written 24 books and is published in 27 languages, including a series of children books and angel cards to empower and enchant children. As an angel expert, she teaches seminars worldwide and has inspired thousands of people to fulfill their spiritual potential. Deanna's aim and vision is to light the way to enable children, adults, and the planet to ascend graciously and happily. Her spiritual journey started during a time of personal crisis. With no spiritual experience, non-religious background, with parents that were totally skeptical of anything psychic or imaginable, with nowhere to turn, she called out to the universe for help. She shouted, "If there's anything out there, show me. And you've got 1 hour." Immediately, a beautiful golden being of light appeared in front of her and pulled her out of her physical body, her spirit. They flew together, and the angel showed her many things. Then they moved on to the most important part of her experience. They flew together, side by side, over a hall full of people with rainbow auras. She was on a platform, and an angel communicated that she was to be a spiritual teacher. When the angel returned her to her body, it was exactly 1 hour later. After that experience, she knew there were angels surrounding us, just waiting to help us. Diana travels all over the world, introducing people to angels and the spiritual beings of the universe. Diana is considered one of the most loved spiritual teachers of our time. She is the founder of the Diana Cooper School, a non-profit organization that offers certified spiritual teachings courses throughout the world, training people worldwide to teach about angels, ascension, transformation, and Atlantis. Now, Diana, you're introduction has moved me a lot, and because it has moved me, it made it immediately the connection with my personal life to have you here on the show. Because Diana, I can tell you that I had my own crisis when I was 15 years old in 1992, and I cried out to the Creator, "Please help me." And you know what happened? I was carried.
Tell me what happened.
Well, I was carried by an angel.
Uh-huh.
I fell to the floor because I was back then in the mental hospital. I tumbled to the floor, and the first thing I asked, "Where is my mother? Where is my father? And where is my sister?" And I think I have cried then for 3 or 4 hours in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like Mother Mary holding the baby body of Jesus. That kind of love touched me.
How lovely.
Yes, and from that moment on, I was healed. And I will never forget that moment when I cried out to God, "Please help me."
Mm-hmm.
And
I think this happens to many people.
Yes.
I often hear the story, people say, "If you can do it, I can do it."
Mm-hmm.
And they sat down and they called out to the universe, but you have to do it as you did, from the depth of your soul.
Indeed.
And then, of course, the universe responds.
It does, yes.
And it would be nice if people didn't have to go that low. This is why I write my books, to save other people from going to rock bottom, so that they can then learn about the angels, start to connect with them, and they don't have to go right down there first.
Mm-hmm. And Diana, I want to tell you that your story touches me very much and very deeply. And you are now a well-known teacher in the world of angels. And
what happened was that the angels came back 10 years later.
Wow.
And this time they said they wanted me to tell people about the angels.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "No, thank you, I don't want to do that. People will think I'm crazy." And they said, and these words were seared on my soul, "Who is doing your work? Is it your ego or your higher self?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, of course I'll do it. And from that moment, they supported me. They
wow.
stood in front of me and gave me information, and then they helped me on my journey and
yes.
have continued to do so, which they always do if we work with them and for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, at the moment that we are speaking, I feel surrounded by angels, and I feel that our radio transmission is sending out an energy to all the listeners who are hearing this with love. And
absolutely.
I think right now, in this holiday season, our listeners need a lot of healing. We all need a lot of healing.
The energy coming in has been such a high frequency that it's making all the stuff that we haven't dealt with come to the surface. And this is physically, mentally, emotionally, and in every way. And the angels are with us, helping us to bring it out and heal it. But it's very uncomfortable, and people are going through a very difficult time because of it. At the moment, it's the last of the sacral chakra healing. So what's happening is that people have raised their frequency. They're wanting to bring in their 12 fifth dimensional chakras that they had in Atlantis, and it's time to bring them back now. But the chakra column comes down and hits the blocks in the sacral and base chakra. Then it goes up again. But it brings out the blockages, and that again is why people are having a difficult time. Their souls have commanded that they clear the blockages out so that the fifth dimensional chakra column can come fully into the body and people can live at a higher frequency.
Yes, and I have the feeling that those energies are coming in as we speak. And
indeed.
Diana, I must tell you that it's like there is, maybe you can help me to explain this, a feeling that there is a golden light around my heart, not my heart chakra, but my heart space, my physical heart. I have, since yesterday, a very special feeling. Yes, lately I've been helping a lot of people with sacred music. And to love. And
well, the vibration of music is really helping to clear a lot of things and help people.
Yes.
And people are starting to connect to the music of the spheres, which is the sound of the universe moving and the stars and planets moving, so that the sound of their own personal blueprint, their fifth dimensional blueprint, can start to be anchored within them again.
Yeah, that's,
and this is why we're living in such amazing times, as the whole planet is moving, as you know, through a double dimensional shift, and we're doing this very, very rapid interdimensional journey, and everybody's on it. And the interesting thing is that the animals and the trees, they have moved more quickly than we have, and their frequency is higher than ours. So a lot of people are feeling slightly out of sync because the beings that are around us all the time are at a higher frequency.
Yes, that's so true. I can see that on the animals. And sometimes my cat is laying down on my heart chakra and giving me energetic healing. And sometimes I have the feeling that my cat is vibrating on a higher level than myself.
And they are. The animals have really, really moved very quickly since 2012. And remember that at 2012, every being, not just on our planet and this universe, but throughout the universes, had this awesome opportunity given to them when source energy touched the heart of every sentient being for a fraction of a second. But in that second, it enabled all sorts of things to happen as heart chakras started to open. And since then, Archangel Metatron has been pouring golden light into a new grid, forming the seventh dimensional crystalline grid that is starting to surround the planet and will eventually take the place of the current third dimensional ley lines. Also, the goblin energy and the dragon energy has been building a fifth dimensional grid around the planet. So the energy in all sorts of ways is rising and rising. The energetic changes since 2012 are awesome. And the 33 cosmic portals have been pushing out Christ light, the unconditional ray of the Christ light, the love energy, throughout the planet. And this has caused a lot of the unrest, because the old stuff is rising up and people are looking for freedom. So what we translate as being harsh war conditions and people fighting is very often people saying, I'm not prepared to accept these conditions any longer. My frequency has risen and I'm prepared to lay down my life to move for freedom and freedom for the planet. So again, awesome things are happening.
Yes, I feel that. And so, Diana, is it true that you can speak about the light workers community, the awakened people, the spiritual people, and the people, the masses that are going to their regular job and watching TV and going to sleep and then going back to their regular job, people that live in the matrix? But is it true that also the people that in the matrix are feeling those changes somehow on a subconscious level and are being affected by those higher dimensional energies?
Everybody is being affected by them, and the high frequency energy consumes the lower negative energy. And so lots and lots of people who have been just doing mundane earth jobs and things in their lives are waking up very, very rapidly. And there's a big move to opening the hearts. And this is going to accelerate in the spring of next year. And so eventually, all hearts are going to open with joy simultaneously. And once people's hearts are open, they can't be inhuman. They can't treat animals as they do. They don't want to treat people as they do. They can't have rich and poor, those who are overweight and those who are starving somewhere else. We won't tolerate that any longer as more and more people move into the fifth dimension. And then the whole planet is going to shift. The old paradigm where we have these big dinosaur businesses that use people, that think only of money and profit, those businesses are going to collapse. It's already, we're seeing this starting to happen. And the new paradigm is where people-centered businesses happen, where people are working for animals, for humans, for children, for nature. All those businesses will succeed and be supported by the new energy coming in. But the old must go to make way for the new. And that's uncomfortable for a lot of people, even though they're feeling the stirrings in their heart as this starts to happen. But it will take place. People will start growing their food locally, eating more organic food, taking more exercise. All of these are part of the new paradigm that's coming in, until by 2032 we will be living in a very different world. And when enough people are fifth dimensional, then we can access the spiritual technology, what they had in the golden era of Atlantis, at a frequency even higher, so that people can live in cooperation, in harmony, using the power of crystals. They won't be flying in jets and causing damage to the planet. People will have much more harmonious ways of flying that are in tune with the planet. People will start to live in fifth dimensional communities. Now, as soon as enough people have opened their fifth dimensional navel chakra, the bright orange chakra between the sacral and the solar plexus, then people will be welcoming everybody, treating everyone as equals, honoring each other's cultures, and the barriers will come down and the whole world will be able to start living in harmony.
Yes, and Diana, this is a beautiful future that I also see happening, and the roots are already starting. The manifestation of the energies is already here, and now it only has to happen in the physical. So what kind of things can we expect in the coming years, let's say the first 1-2 years, 2015 16 17? What kind of
well, those years are still part of the transition. Mm-hmm. We're in this house move at the moment. We're moving from a cottage to a excuse me, to a skyscraper. In other words, we have to build very solid foundations, and things that are still part of the old paradigm have to be shifted. So we're clearing out our drawers, we're clearing out our cupboards as part of the shift in energy. And this is very uncomfortable, excuse me, for a lot of people. But it means that the political systems, the economic systems, they are all collapsing.
Yes.
And as we place the new in there, we will still be going through some turmoil. The more people can bring themselves into the fifth dimension with their prayers, their thoughts, the way they live their lives, the choices that they make, the positive visions that they hold, the more quickly they will be stable and able to shine the light out to help others. But for the world, the next 3 years are still part of the transition. And one of the ways that the spiritual hierarchy is bringing people together is clearing the negative energies on the planet by using weather. So the earthquakes, the fires, the hurricanes, all of that sort of thing, the flooding, all of that cleanses and clears and brings communities together to help each other. And that's why the hierarchy has chosen that method of cleansing the planet. However, there are ways of handling it, like connecting with the elementals, working with them, asking them to, if a hurricane is forecast, asking the elementals of air, the sylphs, to just gently blow the negative energy away rather than a hurricane. When we communicate with them, then miracles happen, and we can make our transition so much easier.
Yes, I agree with you.
And the other thing that I think is quite important to mention is, mm-hmm. when I was writing 2032, or Birthing a New Civilization, I think it's now, and I had to tune into different countries and see what was going on there, and I found that countries that I thought, oh, I bet they've got a lot of karma, when I tuned in, yes, they might have a lot of karma, but there are energies that have been planted deep in the earth eons ago to help us specifically with this transition now, because they knew that we would be going through this period of difficulty and challenge. And all these souls have come in now to participate in this time. So, I mean, it is miraculous. Places like India, where they've had famine and probably will have more challenges, there is a beautiful pink energy of love that brings families together to support each other, and that was laid in the land. In America, there are vast pockets of energy which have been placed there to help people while things change over and to help deal with the karma. And the UK, we have all these portals here, like Stonehenge is a seventh dimensional portal. It's quite awesome. Yorkshire Dales has a massive portal. Holland, very, very wise old souls have started to incarnate in Holland, especially to help with this period of transition. So this has been planned at a very high level hundreds of years ago to prepare for now.
It almost makes me come into tears when you say that, Diana. Thank you. Is it maybe a nice idea for you to have a glass of water?
I'm sorry about my throat. It doesn't
no,
make
no.
me do that.
You can have a glass of water, and we will play some very beautiful music, a song from 3 minutes, State of...
Okay, yeah.
Yes, State of Grace, because before we went live, I asked you if you were familiar with Asher Quinn. He's from the UK, and he is
mm-hmm.
very much awakened soul. And since the late 80s, he makes beautiful New Age music. And he was the first New Age musician who decided to sing lyrics and instead of only making instrumental music. But his words are so well chosen, so well weighed woven into his melodies. So what I will dedicate for you, Diana, is State of Grace from Asher Quinn. And after the music, we will continue our discussion.
Thank you.
So, my dear friends, don't go away, and I will please you all with State of Grace from Usher Queen.
Come in, my friend. You've traveled so far. Rest up a while. Come and be by the fire. Those things that you mentioned when you got snagged on the wire, please forgive yourself. Open your heart. You're always welcome here. Just come as you are. Ave, Ave Maria, Maria. When I am in this place, I see your state of grace, and I feel your grace in my heart. It's a fine line, twixt above and below. Sometimes we ascend, and sometimes we fall. There's a golden thread that unites us all. And in the end, we come to know our golden self, our state of grace. Ave, Ave Maria, Maria. There is no time or space in this state of grace. When I feel your grace in my heart, Ave, Ave Maria. There is no other place that I would rather be than in your state of grace eternally. We are fragments of the same soul. We are all angels on the endless road. Every once in a while, if I pause to reflect, I get taken up high to reconnect. Ave,
Ave,
Ave Maria,
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 Maria.
You take my pain away.
Whoa.
To live another day.
Whoa.
Another day.
Another day.
In your grace. Ave, Ave,
Ave
Maria,
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 Maria.
I am at home in thee. You are are my sanctuary. I feel your merciful kiss upon my face. Ave, Ave Maria. One of your beautiful names, Divine Mother of Love. You are my holy dove and my state of grace. My state of grace.
My state of grace.
My state of grace.
That was State of Grace by Asher Quinn for all of you, my dear listeners from all over the world. And Diana, my guest.
That was beautiful. I can feel it in my heart.
Yes.
What a lovely, lovely voice and song.
Yes, he is an amazing spirit. I went to a concert of him last Saturday. He came over to the Netherlands. And it was maybe the fourth or fifth concert I went with my twin flame to see, and my best friend Kevin, who lives here next to me. He was my neighbor, and now he is my best friend. So we have traveled far together and have learned a lot from each other. I want to ask you a question, Diana. What is the most important thing to prepare for ascension?
Well, obviously the way you live your life and you think. I think that just goes without saying. But for me, the most important thing is to bring in your 12 chakras, because until we've done that, we can't ascend. In the golden era of Atlantis, everyone had their 12 chakras, fifth dimensional, fully in place. And that meant that they could have their 12 strands of DNA activated. They could hold all the awesome gifts and talents that they had at that time. And working to anchor the fifth dimensional chakras, to bring down the chakra column, makes a huge, huge difference. And to me, it's the most important thing. And of course, once you've done that, then you can connect to the wisdom of the different stars and bring in all sorts of other energies to help humanity and the planet. So I would say that anchoring your earth star chakra and making sure that you've got a very solid foundation is the very first step. And your people think they have to do this in deep meditation. When I was first told to bring in my 12 chakras, I would walk in the woods, take the dog out, and I would just go through the chakras, picturing the colors, picturing the angels that were connected with them, and start to anchor them into my body. You can do it when you're standing waiting for a friend to visit you, when you're cooking, at any time. You don't have to do these things and wait for that deep meditation moment.
Yes, I think that's a very good advice. And then there's another question I have. You have written in your books and your lectures, you have talked about the unicorns. Can you elaborate?
Sorry?
Oh, the unicorns. Can you elaborate on the unicorns? They are. I just want a picture for the people that have watched the movie Blade Runner from 1982, Ridley Scott with Harrison Ford and Rutger Hauer, and at a certain moment Deckard, the chaser, the one who chases the replicas, has this beautiful daydream when he's playing the piano, and there he sees a unicorn in his dream. So
right,
what are the unicorns, and what was their meaning in history, and what will be their meaning in our coming ascension?
Okay. Unicorns are pure white horses with fully enlightened, with their third eye fully open, which radiates a spiraling horn of light. And they are between the seventh and the ninth dimension. and they are known as the purest of the pure. And so the angels respond to the wishes of your heart. The unicorns respond to the desires of your soul. In the golden era of Atlantis, everyone had their unicorn that was always with them, holding them in the higher pure light. And now enough people have put their lights on over their head to say that they want to work for something other than themselves, for the greater good, for the higher community. And as soon as a unicorn sees your light on, they come in to work with you. And they give you the dignity, the courage, the strength, whatever qualities you need to fulfill your soul mission. And so they're very, very innocent, and they love pure innocence. So they're very connected with children, and they can help children, especially autistic children, who are not grounded and who have allowed part of their soul to move out of their body because they can't cope with the low frequencies on Earth. They help to heal them and bring that energy back. And so the unicorns are constantly looking for people that are ready to work with them. Since 2012, Source has sent out ninth dimensional unicorns to help us. And so we have the seventh dimensional ones working with our soul energy, and the ninth dimensional ones bringing in a much higher frequency to help everybody. The first time I was aware of unicorns was I was sitting in the garden. I had my laptop on my knee and I was just typing whatever book I was writing, and I noticed a bright white energy behind me, and I thought, that's not an angel, what is it? And I tuned in, and it was a unicorn energy, and the unicorns then said they were coming to Earth and they wanted me to write about them. So I did, and they told me what to say. And they are completely awesome. And if anybody dreams about a unicorn, that unicorn is actually with them in the inner planes, helping them with their soul destiny.
Wow, that sounds very interesting. And actually, to give the listeners a visual of what I meant with this daydream that Deckard had in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Finding it here. It's called Deckard's Dream.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Memories of Green is one track. I have to figure this out. It's beautiful music. Deckard's Dream. Yes. Deckard's Dream. At a certain moment in the music, you will hear a kind of angelic sound, and that's where the unicorn flies past his third eye. It's very beautiful, and it's not so long.
Lovely.
It's only a couple of minutes. It's 1 minute 11 seconds. So here's Deckard's Dream about the unicorn. Yeah, that was Deckard's Dream. I could picture the unicorn even without seeing the film. I have seen the film, but by the way, the music was composed by Vangelis. And Diana, I'm sure you're familiar with Mike Quincy, who channels Salusa. And so
I have heard him, but I don't really read other people's stuff. I don't want it to interfere with my own.
Yes, understandably. Patricia Corey has told me the same thing. She doesn't read other ones' channelings. But anyway, Mike Quincy told me in my interview with him that Vangelis, who brought an enormous upliftment in the late 60s, the 70s, and the 80s, and the 90s with his music, he was actually the pioneer of New Age music, together with a few others, but he had an important role. But what Mike Quincy told me is that Vangelis had a past incarnation in Atlantis, and that is why Vangelis has brought to the world these amazing tracks and film scores that really give an uplifting vibration. And of course, you know about Vangelis, who was also making music with John Anderson from Yes, the band Yes, in the 70s. So he has played an enormous contribution in the music industry to wake up many people in the last decades.
I think it's very interesting the way that sound healing has come forward, mm-hmm. and how so many people from Atlantis who worked in the temples of sound are now here bringing forward the notes that we need to help us. And can always remember that you can ask the angels to sing over you while you sleep at night, and they will help you to connect to your soul mission or whatever you ask them to. And the unicorns will also help to hold your 12 chakras in place overnight. And I think that's a very helpful thing to be able to do. Very, very simple, just to ask them to do that while you sleep. Because so much of this information comes to us while we sleep, and we're being awakened during that time.
Yes, and the sleep state is so important. I always ask the angels to surround me and to surround the loved ones and all the people in the world that are in need of love. And
Absolutely.
And love is so much present in angels, but also in unicorns. It may be a bit a standard question, but it's a very crucial question. Why do unicorns have a horn?
Well, their horn, as I said, is their third eye of enlightenment, which is wide open. And so it's light that comes out of their third eye, and it radiates out. And they can touch you in any part of your body. They can pour shower blessings over you. And you may even see or sense it as sparks coming down and touching your aura. And they can give you healing, or they can open your mind to higher things. The unicorns are awesome healing beings. I think they're beautiful. They just have the light.
They are. And
they are the light.
Animals like horses, can horses be aware of unicorns and other animals?
Yes, of course they are. And they're aware of angels. They are very aware. Now, especially horses, because horses evolve eventually to become pure white horses. And then very often they're on their last incarnation, and the next one, they will evolve into the seventh dimension as unicorns.
Hmm. That's interesting to hear.
Yes, I know somebody who actually saw her white horse transcend into a unicorn when it died.
Wow. Yes, horses.
Because all pure white animals, and there are many coming in right now, from white lions to white rhinos to all sorts of them that are not usually around. Mm-hmm. They are carrying the Christ consciousness in their aura, and mm-hmm. so they are. It's another way that pure high frequency love is being spread around the planet.
Yes.
And strangely enough, they're not being killed by the other animals like they were at one time. Mm-hmm. They're being allowed to live so that they can do their mission.
Wow. Diana.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Yes. I would like to ask you for a confirmation of something of a high importance.
Yes.
Is it possible for you to connect to your guides for this question?
Right.
Okay, so I will try to picture what I mean here. There was a medium in the Netherlands by the name of Joseph Roelof, who received many books from spirit from his guide called the name of his guide was Alkar. And back in 2004, I was living in Antwerp, city in Belgium. I had my apartment there, and I was reading one of his channeled books, and the name of the book was called The Origin of the Universe. It's a trilogy of very deep information about how spirit came first in the void. It explains a lot of things about karma. Now, at that moment, I lived in the Anton van Dijkstraat. Now, Sir Anthony van Dyck was a painter born in Antwerp, Belgium, in the 16th century. He moved to England to work for the House of Windsor, I think, and he made paintings for the royals there. So he was later made Sir Anthony van Dyck. Now, while I was living in the Anton van Dijkstraat street, I was reading The Origin of the Universe, and the spiritual guide from this medium reveals to him, while I'm in my bed reading, that in his last incarnation on earth he was Sir Anthony van Dyck. And I had the shivers. I was having, what's happening here? I'm in the Anton van Dyck, I'm reading this book, and I was already very strongly connected to this medium who was writing these books. Now, a couple of months later, my twin soul found a card, a postcard, with a self-portrait of Anton van Dyck, Sir Anthony van Dyck. And she put it on the wall, and I was looking at the picture of this portrait with another friend who was I invited then. And she, I explained the story that I was reading the book about him, what he revealed in the book. And she looked at me and she looked at the self-portrait and she said, I'm getting the shivers. Now, what I want to know is, what is my connection to Sir Anthony van Dyck, the painter from Antwerp, and my current incarnation?
Am I getting that you feel that you were him in another life? That's what you feel, isn't it?
I do.
So accept it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for you to have such a strong reaction and to be placed by the angels in that street and given that book to read, nothing happens by chance. They were all to wake you up to your connections.
Now, what is difficult for me to believe is that all those 20 or 30 books that were received by spirit by this gentleman who lived in the Netherlands in the 1940s by this Anthony van Dyck, or Alkar is his angel name, that was me, and I was giving all that knowledge.
Okay, remember that a soul sends out several parts of themselves,
mm-hmm.
or soul extensions, and so sends out 12 at a time. So it doesn't have to be that exact part of the soul. Sometimes there seems to be a crossover, and an aspect of the soul has come in with all that memory, all those feelings that are contained within the soul that you can access while you're here on earth. And so I would say that you are a soul fragment or a part of that energy. And of course, this is wonderful because you have access to that amazing higher self information, and you can bring that forward as a vibration to help humanity.
Yes, I'm actually very moved right now, but I can tell you, Diana, that I always felt that this was true, and I can better understand and better grasp this when you say that it was a fragment of my soul or Alkar's soul, Sir Anthony van Dyck's soul. A part of me was there. A part of me has been with Joseph Roelof to write these books. And
isn't that fantastic that mm-hmm. you have those gifts latent within you?
Yes. Yeah, it was always my calling to learn and to help people around the world with my radio show. I have beautiful people on the show like yourself. Many enlightened, highly evolved souls that are receiving information from the higher dimensions. But yes, I must not forget that I am also part of this. And
absolutely.
Yes, I'm very moved, Diana.
Yes, that's great.
Yes. So, let's move on to the next question. We have already elaborated a little bit on this, but the forecast for 2015, especially the first 3 months, are there any details or things that you can share that what we can expect as humanity for our reality, how it will shift?
Well, 2015 is a number 8 year,
mm-hmm.
and that's infinity. And that's an huge expansion. My feeling is that things will continue to collapse and let go from the old paradigm, allowing the new to come in. The full moons are incredibly powerful, even more powerful than they've been in 2014. And this really shakes people up and brings in the divine feminine. So I think a lot of people are still going to continue to have to look at their stuff. But hearts are beginning to open, and so worldwide there should be an opening and understanding, and people working towards helping those who are less well off than themselves throughout the world. So much more altruistic energy coming in next year, and I think there will also be a big move to help animals, because the animal cruelty on the world is shocking at the moment,
mm-hmm.
and people are going to start opening their hearts and realizing that animals are highly evolved souls and need that assistance. But the work you're doing, spreading this on the radio, getting it out there to a lot of people, that sort of thing is going to continue, and that's going to help a lot of people. The activations that are going on to help people open their hearts, open their solar plexuses, open their crown chakras,
mm-hmm.
which is something that the unicorns do. They open the petals of the crown, the 1,000 petals, and every single petal carries all sorts of universal energies, which you can then connect out to the stars or energies in the universe and bring in that light. I was working with somebody recently. I was running a seminar, and so I asked for a volunteer to, the unicorns wanted to open his crown chakra. And as I opened his crown chakra with the unicorns, I was able to say to him, wow, you've got one petal here that's going right out to Orion, and it's already activated. And he said, oh, I work with Orion all the time. It's my favorite star. And I thought, right, that just shows how everybody is starting to move, and the unicorns had been working with this man already. So there's going to be a lot more of this higher energy coming in.
Yes, and I can feel the happiness and the expectation of the people that
mm-hmm.
so much love, so much. I must
what
say that I have the feeling, Diana, that this holiday season will be quite extraordinary in the houses of people where they will celebrate Christmas with their family or alone, because I know that some people are not happy with Christmas. They have to be alone, but they will be surrounded by angels, of course.
But you're quite right that the spiritual hierarchy, the angelic realms, are bringing families together now.
Mm-hmm.
People are moving to be nearer their families. And this is part of bringing in a support system for people, and people who've been antagonistic towards their families are starting to change that. This is part of the opening of the sacral chakra and the clearance of that. And they're starting to change those old energies so that they can live nearer their families and not be in conflict. And so I think there is, as you say, a big shift taking place like this Christmas.
Yes, I have the
and
feeling
of course
that
it'll be even more noticeable next Christmas.
Yes, it's going to be beautiful.
Mm,
and
I think so.
What I wish humanity so much with my full heart is love, that everybody will feel this unconditional love and love themselves. It's also very important to love yourself in this time, in this state where we are.
And you know, there is a saying, the greatest act of self-love is forgiveness.
It's forgiveness.
Because forgiveness clears all your cells of all the old stuff, allows healing, enlightenment, and all sorts of higher qualities to come in.
Yes. Yes. And Diana, what we are doing together here is transmitting a broadcast of love to humankind. And this will be on YouTube very soon, in a couple of days. And I also want to mention that I have played in a tiny church in England on the piano a piece of music that came for me by spirit. And this piece of music, when I composed it, when I played it, I was in a very loving state, and people were around me in that little tiny church, and I just want to play it for the listeners that they can feel this emotion of love. I'm just looking if I have the right one here. Yes, this should be the one. It is a transmission of love for all who are listening, and especially to you, Diana, with your great work. And it will last for 5 minutes, and it is a very profound healing that I received from the deepest layers of my soul. So here it comes.
Thank you.
Yes, Diana, I hope that the sound quality was not too bad, but this was a piece that I received in love.
Yeah, it's beautiful and very grounding as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
at that moment I was very grounded.
Mm-hmm.
So, Diana, please share with the listeners how they can find your website, and maybe you can give a little sum up of the books that you have received by the angels and by the unicorns, and where they can find your information, your website, and how they can attend your webinars or your seminars, and how they can get a healing by you, etc.
Okay, my website is dianacooper.com, very simple. And so dianacooper.com, all my seminars are on there, and all my books can be accessed through my website to Amazon, and so they're all sold on Amazon. I suppose my most recent book was Venus, A Diary of a Puppy and Her Angel, and it's a heart-opening activation for animals, and it tells the story of the dog, but all the wisdom and the guidance that the angels give to the dog as well, and an awareness of just how evolved and amazing animals are. My next book coming out is a guide to Archangel Ascension with all the new energies since 2012, and that's quite awesome. That's coming out shortly. 2032, Birthing a New Civilization, that's about much of what we've talked about how the energies are moving and shifting, what's happening since 2012, and how we are moving towards a new golden age and what we can expect to happen in the world. And I've written books about unicorns, several books about angels, and I have a series of children's books. One just came out last month called Finn's Space Adventures, and that's for boys. I wrote it for my grandson, who's 9, and he absolutely loves it and wants me to write a sequel with him, which is brilliant. And there's the Tara series for little girls, for younger children, and she is guided by her kitten, and through her she learns about life, but she also learns about the elementals, the dragons, the unicorns, and it's a way of introducing children and their parents to all the mighty beings that are helping us. And there are lots and lots of other books, and I hope your listeners look at my website, dianacooper.com, and connect.
Yes, that's a very good idea. And I must tell you, Diana, that I have two little nieces, Sarah and Leah. Sarah is 4 years old and Leah is 2 years old. They are the children of my sister. And it will be very sweet for them to read one of these books that you mentioned that you made for children, especially about the unicorns. So that,
yes,
that will be very good.
Yeah. Well, we'll get one sent to you.
And for all the children, all the people that are listening right now, it is dianacooper.com. And Diana, I have been very ill. I had a very serious fever a couple of days ago. Shall we plan another interview for the near future? And leave it at this.
Yes, I think so. We've had an hour.
Yes, we had a beautiful hour together.
That would be a good idea.
Yes. I have enjoyed very much speaking with you and sharing energies and sharing our love, our mutual unconditional love with the listeners. It has been an honor.
Me
and
too.
Yes. It has been an honor and a pleasure for me.
And by the way, my daughter was born in Holland.
Really?
I have lots of connections there. I've lived there twice, yeah.
Oh, where about?
In The Hague.
Hmm.
You and know, then when she left university, she went and lived in Rotterdam.
Wow. So, yes, so interesting.
Many, many times.
You've been here many times. Have you come, have you ever taken the ferry from Sheerness to Flushing, the Ola line, or did you go from Calais to Dover? Or
no, always from The Hague to, Dover, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not Dover, but somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, Hoek
always
van Holland.
Going Hoek. On that ferry.
Yes, Hoek van Holland, I think. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I go every summer to the UK from Dover to from Calais to Dover to see the crop circles and the crop circles in Stonehenge and Avebury. I love the energies. And whenever you will give a workshop in England or in this area, I would be very happy and honored to participate and to meet you in person. And I'm very sure that you are doing very important work for humanity to introduce them to the angelic energies and to the angels themselves. And I'm looking forward to our next opportunity to do a radio show. So
that would be lovely, Martin.
Yes. So for now, I wish you a wonderful Christmas season and a very beautiful new year, and we can expect miracles, for I'm sure of it.
I am sure miracles are happening now all the time,
all the time.
Look forward. Anyway, bye bye and thank you very much.
Thank you, Deanna, and all the love and all the best for you and all the people that are listening. Namaste, love and light, and I'll be back next week with another beautiful show, and Thursday I will have an amazing show on BBS Radio. So thank you and namaste.